Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday morning, rainy Monday morning, March the 27th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour, 45 degrees, and of course, rain showers in the Marion area. And I'm telling you, this is a nice spring rain shower this morning, but I'm starting to think that maybe it's March showers that bring April flowers. I really don't know what the allergy season is going to be like, because as Bob Welsh and I discussed on Friday, we really did not have a severe winter at all. One big snowstorm, really no ice storms, really no horrible temperatures, and we're getting all this rain now, which is going to make the grass grow, and it's going to do things like that. But it's all going to start early, unless we have cooler temperatures, maybe through the month of May. So I don't really know what's going to happen. I know last year was a particularly bad allergy year for people who have asthma and things of that nature. But I don't know what all this rain is a sign of here in late March. You know, it's better than snow, but what will it do to the spring? As we head into the summer, I guess we'll all find out. Let's see here. Oh, Friday, I do want to mention, as we were going off the air Friday, that our big winner on Friday was Ernie. He got the $10 gift card to Del Taco and the Del Taco beanie. Now, Ernie, you can pick those up at the station Wednesday or Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12. Wednesday or Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12, the Del Taco $10 gift card and the Del Taco beanie will be at the station for you. What about that windstorm on Saturday? I've got to talk about this because I learned a lot of things about that windstorm on Saturday. I did not think it was too bad. I never lost power, and I stayed inside most of the day Saturday. But come to find out, that a lot of people lost power in Marion, and I ran into a lot of people yesterday who lived over in the Chateau area, a couple people who lived over by Fox Chase on James Way who are out of power, and they were buying ice and things of that nature, and apparently were being told, the people in Chateau were being told, that the power would not be restored until like Wednesday afternoon. Can you imagine that, going out on Saturday and not being restored till Wednesday? And I got an email, was it last night? I think I got an email last night from the power company saying that there were all kinds of power outages in the state of Ohio. I was looking for that email here. There it is. Let's see here. Here's what it said. It said, crews are making solid progress today. Now, this would have been yesterday, Sunday, as they continue to replace more than 730 spans of wire and 145 broken poles after strong winds of more than 60 miles per hour crossed the state yesterday as of 6 p.m. Over 35,000 customers remain without electricity. If your power has already been restored, we thank you for your understanding. So as of 6 p.m. last night, 35,000 people in Ohio were still without power. During the storm on Saturday, 145 broken poles and 730 spans of wire were damaged on Saturday. Now, the estimated times for return of service, the Columbus area was last night and today by noon. Eastern Ohio is today and tomorrow. Belmont, looks like Belmont, Cambridge, Mount Vernon, Newark, and let's try this again. Belmont, Cambridge, and Mount Vernon, all to be restored sometime today, and Newark, and Coshocton and Zanesville, Tuesday. That's a little ways off. Northeast Ohio, this would be across the state from us. North Canton, South Canton, Carrollton, New Philadelphia. Is that Carrollton or Car? Well, you know, you would think I was new to Ohio. Carrollton? Carrollton, maybe is what it is. New Philadelphia and Steubenville all on Wednesday, the 29th. Worcester, tomorrow, the 26th, by 6 p.m. Southeast Ohio, Athens, Wednesday, Crooksville today. You know, I've known a lot of people from Crooksville. A lot of people who should have lived in Crooksville. Lancaster on Wednesday, Marietta Wednesday, McConnellsville Tuesday, Pomeroy on Wednesday, Southern Ohio, Chillicothe today, Lucasville tomorrow, South Point on Wednesday, no, today, South Point today, Wellston tomorrow. And then restoration is near complete in Delaware, Hillsboro, and northwest Ohio. But, you know, talking to the people yesterday in Chateau and on Jamesway, they were being told on Wednesday, does anybody have any wind or power outage storages from the big storm on Saturday? But that's the report we got yesterday. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's interesting because if I say, did you lose power or are you still without power? Chances are you're probably not listening to us right now. But did anybody have any power problems the other day, or did anybody see any downed lines in Marion or poles that had been damaged? Or things of that nature, give me a buzz here, 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, that wind was certainly whistling on Saturday and clearly caused a lot of problems for a lot of people, 35,000 people throughout the state left without power and some not to be restored until Wednesday. And apparently, quite a few of those here in Marion. That's what the people in the Chateau area were telling me, that it would be Wednesday afternoon, before they would have their power restored. You know, what do you do if your power's out and you call your power company and they tell you it's not going to be restored for 4 to 5 days? Now, we can all understand a day. You know, a day is a long time without power. We depend on so much for power now. We depend on internet. We depend on television, heat, air conditioning in the summer, hot water tanks. How do you live? Food, the most essential. How do you live without electricity for 5 days? I mean, that is a real predicament. I know people were buying ice yesterday, but again, I don't know how long that lasts, even in your refrigerator, to keep your food good. Now, I did hear yesterday, somebody told me that for 24 hours, this was the rule of thumb. If you don't open your refrigerator for 24 hours, your food will stay good. But if your electric's not going to be restored for 5 days, that 24-hour rule is kind of out of the window. So anyway, was anybody driving around town? Did you see any power outages? Did you see any down lines? Did you see any down trees? You know, in my area, I did not see a whole lot of that yesterday. But of course, I live out here by Route 95, and there's not a whole lot of poles or trees to see down in this area. So anyway, if you got any reports on the weather, 740-751-4038. Now, Saturday night, I will say this, in the middle of that horrible windstorm, I did go to Night at the Museum at Heritage Hall. Now, I don't think that I had ever been to this event in the past, and I really had a good time. Night at the Museum, for people who have not been to this, is basically an event where people from the Historical Society dress up as people from the past, and they answer questions as people from the past, and you walk around with a flashlight. The museum is not all lit up. You walk around with a flashlight, and you look at items in the museum. And it was really packed when I was there on Saturday night, even in the middle of that windstorm. And I just had the best time. You know, I ran into Mike Wilson, who was in the Guthrie General Store. I ran into President Harding, who's been on this show many times, talked with him in his little part of the museum. Ran into Mary Ellen Withrow, who was over in her museum. Linda Sims and her fiancé were there. Dick Schwaderer, a photographer I know in town, was there. Just ran into a ton of people and had great conversations with them. And really, again, just want to reiterate, get to the Marion County Historical Society. Mary Ellen's museum is great. The stuff in President Harding's portion of the Historical Society are really things you would want to see. There is a bust of him in there that was lit up on Saturday night that is just unbelievable. And there are pictures of him in there, and of Florence as well, that I had really never seen. They're not common pictures that you see on the internet or anywhere else. Now also, the desk that he used at the Marion Star is at the Historical Society. So a lot of great stuff concerning President Harding at the Historical Society, as well as the Popcorn Museum, which is there, and a whole lot of other things, but it's just really a nice place to go. I had a great time. I have a little bit of audio from the event. I talked to Mike Wilson and President Harding. I'll have that audio for you later in the week. I don't have it here this morning yet, but it's about 10 minutes long, and we'll kind of give you a feel of what people were asking and what was going on Saturday night during a night at the museum. Now, Saturday afternoon, I don't know, you know, do you ever get, I mean, we are in spring now. Do you ever get the urge to spring clean? And I guess that's probably the best thing that I can understand, or I could call this. You know, I did laundry, and I did dishes, which are just normal things to do. But then I got the urge to rearrange my living room. Now, I maybe do this once a year. And I'll tell you, rearranging your living room is a big project. Because not only is it moving all the furniture, but when you move the furniture, you have to vacuum the floor because inevitably there's something under or there's just dust or things of that nature. And that was my project on Saturday, taking care of things like that. And it was a project. Let me tell you, has anybody done any spring cleaning? Does anybody still like to move their living room around? You know, that used to be a big thing. I remember my grandparents, especially my grandmother, loved to move her living room around every so often because she thought she did not like the same all the time. She always wanted to move it around. Now, some people could care less and never move it around unless they have to put up a Christmas tree or something. But does anybody out there still move around their living room just to get a different look, a different perspective on things? Give me a call here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 28 minutes past the hour. But that's something my grandmother loved to do. And some people still like doing that. You know, even when my grandmother got past an age where she really could not move her living room around anymore, you know, she wasn't able to move couches and things anymore, she would try to get me to come over to move her couches for her. That's how much she still enjoyed a living room that was rearranged, I guess is what we call that. All right. Well, I think that's all the news I have here today. Power outages, night at the museum, spring cleaning on Saturday. Anything going on in your world out there? 740-751-4038. And again, do want to remind Ernie that he was our big winner on Friday, so he can pick up his $10 Del Taco gift card as well as his Del Taco beanie at the station on Wednesday or Thursday this week from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Now, last week, I was not in on Thursday, had a checkup with the doctor on Thursday, and then we had Bob Welsh in on Friday. And we did St. Patrick's Day trivia. And we had a category left over from last Wednesday, Family Feud, Marion, Ohio version. These versions of Family Feud that I have put together in regard to Marion, Ohio. So from last Wednesday, almost a week ago now, we still have a category left that has three answers left. Now here was the category. Stores that are, no, I shouldn't say stores, buildings, businesses is really what I should say. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion, Ohio. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion, Ohio. Now, there are still three answers left on this list. Now, here are the answers that we have, kind of to refresh your mind. We have the Palace, the Harding Hotel, Isley's, Kiefer's, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Sears, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Buckeye Lanes, the Center Street Market, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, Byrie's, PNC Bank, Frank Brothers, the Royal Theater, Ohio Health, Topped, Murphy's, JCPenney, YMCA, Cigar Store, CATV, Euler's, Fayey Bank, Kresge's, Mays, let's see, what would this, was this one still on the list? Oh, wait, I think we got the warehouse. So the warehouse we got. Did I say warehouse? I think I said warehouse. We got the warehouse. Turoff's, the State Theater, and the Grand Opera House. But there are still three left on the list. Now, here are the hints that I gave last week. These are all or were big businesses in downtown Marion. These were not small buildings when they were down there. The one business is still there. And I said it was in a big building downtown. So one of these answers, one of the three left, is still downtown in one of the big buildings. One of the other businesses was in a big building downtown. Well, a big building for its time. But this business is still in Marion. It's just in other locations now. It's no longer downtown. And then the third one is an old business that used to be downtown. And it's kind of like Euler's or Penny's or Murphy's. You know, that type of a store. So does anybody know what these three businesses are that we still do not have? We've had these, we went, I think, 2 days last week and did not get these final three businesses in downtown Marion. So are we going to get them on this rainy Monday morning, last Monday in the month of March? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now remember, downtown Marion is the area we're concerned with here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Woolworth.
Not Woolworth, but that's a good guess.
Oh, Scott, by the way, we was down at we worked down at the Niagara Museum.
Oh, where were you? I didn't see you.
We was on the main, the first floor there. Carolyn was playing her auto harp, and I was demonstrating antique toys to the kids.
Well, I must, because I was down there in the President Harding, Mary Ellen Withrow area, Guthrie General Store. That's kind of the area I was in.
Well, this was on the first floor.
Oh, so you would have been up above?
Yeah, on the main floor.
So
the main floor.
How was the traffic up there?
It was very busy.
You know what I loved? A lot of the kids, and there were a lot of kids there, you know, under the age of probably 18, asking questions and very interested. I thought that was great.
Yeah, a lot of kids. We had a lot of kids come by. I had these old toys that they played with years ago, and I demonstrated them and let them play with them. And we had a nice crowd up there.
Well, I'm sorry I did not see you there. It was kind of packed, though. I was surprised at how busy. Is it normally that busy?
Yes, it is, Scott.
Were you surprised that that many people came out during the windstorm?
Yeah, it was a little bit, because that storm Saturday was something else.
I know. Left 35,000 people in Ohio without power.
We had all that wind, and then we had 2.5 inches of rain the 2 days before, and it was just a horrible end of the week.
Absent, and we're not starting this week off very well.
No, it's not. It's all dreary and raining out right now again. So
I know. Well, hey, thanks for calling, John.
Bye.
All right. Well, see, there were so many people there on Saturday, I didn't even notice all the people who were there. It really was busy. I was so shocked when I pulled up. Because I thought, boy, this windstorm, there's not going to be a whole lot of people here. There were 35 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have the guesses or answers? I guess we've had a lot of guesses to these questions. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now remember, these are businesses in downtown Marion. Now one of them is still down there. It's a big business. It's in one of the biggest buildings downtown. We still don't have that one. The other one is still in Marion, the business. It's just no longer downtown. It's one of the biggest businesses in Marion, I would say. It's just no longer in downtown Marion, but it still has locations in Marion. And then the third one was a big store in downtown Marion, but it's kind of like Murphy's, Euler's, that type of a store. I think, well, matter of fact, I'm almost sure it was primarily a clothing store because I have pictures of it. And I do know that all three of these businesses were in downtown Marion. Does anybody know what they are? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I think I guess cable or fulfillment.
Yeah, not cable or fulfillment.
Okay.
How'd you make it through the windstorm on well, there... I was going to ask her how she made it through the windstorm on Saturday. It was windy. No cable fulfillment. All right. Big stores. That's really what we're left with here. We had quite a few on this list. But we're left with the big stores that were in downtown Marion. And I should stop saying businesses. Really, what we're talking about here are businesses. One of these businesses is still in downtown Marion. It's in one of the biggest buildings down there. What's that business? We have another business that is still in Marion. It's just no longer in downtown Marion. It's moved to other locations. But it's still one of the biggest businesses in Marion. It's just not located in downtown anymore. And the third one, it was primarily a clothing shop. A clothing shop that has moved to other locations. Or not moved to other locations. It was a clothing shop in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say that Fosnaw Moving.
Not Fosnaw Moving, but a good guess.
I didn't hear you, because as soon as I answer, I hang up.
No. Yeah, how'd you get through the windstorm on Saturday?
Oh, it was so windy. I think that was one of the windiest times I've seen.
Yeah, that was
everything blowing and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's set. People in Chateau, they say, aren't going to have their power restored until Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't know they were without power. You didn't have it in the paper or anything.
Well, I can believe it wouldn't be in the paper.
I know. I haven't got today's paper yet. I don't know what's going on there. Last week, I think it was, on a Wednesday, or the week before, they give me a Columbus paper.
Oh.
Instead of the Marion Star. I'm so tired of calling them. I'm about ready to stop it. So.
Well, you know, they're kind of in a different way right now, which is unfortunate. You know, it's set. When I went, you know, Saturday night being at night at the museum and seeing President Harding's desk that was at the Marion Star, I think of what a powerhouse the Marion Star was, and now what it's become. It's just sad.
Well, there's nothing Marion News in it. That's true. There could be a wreck or a house on fire. It's never reported. So, you know, you get it for the Marion, and the world news, you know, you see enough of that anyway. And there's just nothing Marion. I could do the paper in probably less than 5 minutes.
Well, you know what I've noticed? What I've noticed about it lately, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but it seems like all the Marion stories are just, they feature businesses. They're not anything about the fires or the crimes or the news. It just seems to be all about new businesses coming to town. They profile people, and which is not wrong, but that should not be the front page story every day.
No, and I don't know. They never did anything more about that lady, that girl in Upper.
Oh, absolutely.
That store, that machete.
The machete thing,
and then that accident out there by Whetstone. We rode out there, and I couldn't believe that she went, there were trees there, and it had a mound. I couldn't figure out, because I have to ride down there again and make sure, but I couldn't figure how she could go over that stuff. But they had stuff in the little pond right behind their house, like. And other stuff that, you know, that's been in there, they just do the that judge. And nothing Marion. That's what I said. You get it for the Marion, and there's nothing Marion in it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think the crash out on Whetstone was pretty well ruled just an accident. But that whole thing in Upper Sandusky, last I heard, they just said they don't know why. There was no connection between the guy who killed her with that machete and the girl, but I think that's what they've went with. He'll probably go on trial, I'm sure he will, but they could not find any connection as to why he did that, except for the fact that he, I guess, just was nuts.
Yeah, and you hear rumors. I heard rumors about that lady that went in that pond, too, but it's just, you know, hearsay stuff, but I guess a lot of stuff going on with the schools. A lot of them, I don't know, are quitting or whatever. And I think that's kind of, you know, like a mess yet and different stuff. But, they, you know, there's just nothing Marion in it. They're doing businesses downtown. There's one that's going to be opening in, I think it's the end of April. It's going to be where the warehouse is.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they'll have it for weddings and stuff, too. That sounds really good. It's going to be like Italian restaurant. That sounds good. So.
Well, and like I say, it's positive that they're doing these stories, but my question is where's the news?
Yeah, there's no news. I mean, that's what I get it for. That's why I could skim over it in no time and and stuff. But no, I think for the last, two times I quit it, and since about September or something, I'll get the paper maybe, well, Saturday I can't see that one. It's online. But I'll get the paper maybe, I usually get Sundays, but I'll get it one or two times after that, and I just called them so much that I told him I'm just about ready to quit. So, you know, stuff when you get it 2 to 3 days and the other like 3 days you don't get it, it's kind of senseless. So
I understand. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right. Phone lines are open. Remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back. The category here we're trying to finish up from last week, businesses in downtown Marion. Now, three left. Now, one of the businesses is still down there. It's in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. This business that's still down there. Then one of the other ones here is still in Marion. This business is still in Marion. It's just no longer in downtown Marion. But it's still one of the biggest businesses in Marion. And the other one was primarily a clothing store, is my understanding. The pictures and the descriptions that I've seen, primarily a clothing store, maybe in the vein of a Sutton and Leitner or a Murphy's or a place like that. So those are the three answers we still need. Stores that were in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'm surprised we don't have the one that's still down there. Now remember, it's businesses. Not just restaurants or department stores or anything like that. Businesses in general. Go ahead, caller.
It's me again. How about the old post office building? It's out on Barks Road now, but it was downtown.
Not the post office, but a good guess. Not the old post office, which is where all the festivities were held Saturday night for Night at the Museum in Heritage Hall. All right, three businesses in downtown Marion that we still do not have here. 740-751-4038. Now, one of the businesses is still down there. It's in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. One of the others, this business is still in Marion. It's no longer downtown, but it's still one of the biggest businesses in Marion. And then the third one was primarily a clothing store, from what I understand, but a big clothing store. I believe they used to have fashion shows and things of that nature there. Does anybody know what these three businesses are that are or were in downtown Marion? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And we have had these three now for quite some time. Well, maybe this person's got it. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
What about the bus station?
Not the bus station, but a good guess. Not the bus station. Not a bad guess, but not the bus station. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about that Union clothing store? I don't think it was that big, but...
No Union clothing store. No Union clothing store. One of the businesses is still in downtown Marion. It's in one of the biggest buildings down there. The other one is still in Marion. It's just not downtown anymore. All right. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about that Marion Railroad station down there.
Would that be a business? No, well, it would be, but not on the list today. No Marion Railroad station on the list here today. Boy, I hope we get these three. Go ahead, caller.
United Church Homes.
Not United Church Homes. Not United Church Homes here today. One of the businesses is still downtown. It's in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. The other business is still in Marion. It's just no longer downtown. It's one of the biggest building or businesses in Marion. And the other business was primarily a clothing store. Go ahead, caller.
GTE, I think, was downtown there, but I think I guessed that for the health department.
Yeah, no, GTE not on the list. GTE not on the list here today. You know, I wonder if Sarah got her phone fixed. I know she was having withdrawals last week by having phone issues, not able to listen. Hopefully Sarah's back with us this morning, driving the wet roads out there in Marion. Businesses in downtown Marion. All right. One of the business... You know, Sarah would be good at this because she drives around town. She should be able to spot these right off. One was a business, or is a business, that is still in downtown Marion. If you went to downtown Marion right now, you would see this business in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Kiefer's?
Not Kiefer's. Not Kiefer's. Not Kiefer's. We already got Kiefer's on the list. This place, I believe, was a little bigger than Kiefer's. All these businesses were in downtown Marion. I'm surprised we haven't got the one that's still in town, but no longer downtown. Go ahead, caller.
Ram, that R-H-A-M.
Oh, not the Ram building. Not the Ram building. My goodness. Well, you know, this always makes me second guess myself. As do I have the right information? I'm almost sure I do here. Go ahead, caller.
How about that probe or something plumbing there on the right? It's way down center. That's a big building, but I don't know if they're in business.
Not a plumbing business. No plumbing businesses on the list here. All right. One of these businesses is still in downtown Marion, in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. Well, we'll get them, I hope. Go ahead. Go ahead.
How about that printing place? I think it's called Folks Year Round George, and like on Main Street. That's a big building.
No printing place on the list. No printing places on the list here today. Businesses in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
That place that makes costumes?
Nope, not a costume place. Not a costume place in downtown Marion. One of these businesses is still downtown in one of the biggest buildings downtown. Then we have the other business, which has moved. It's still in Marion. It's just not downtown anymore. It's still one of the biggest businesses in Marion. Then the one that used to be primarily a clothing store. Go ahead, caller.
How about that radio station, WDIF?
Not WDIF. No WDIF on the list here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
the county offices and the courthouse are also marrying the county building?
Nope, not the county building. Not the county building. This business, still in downtown Marion. If you would drive downtown right now through all this rain, you would still see it. It's in one of the biggest buildings downtown. Well, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to get the name right, but it was like Bradsters or something firm. I think they were architects or something.
No, it was not an architecture company. Not an architecture company. One of these businesses is still down there. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I never heard of a pawn shop yet.
No pawn shops on the list.
Well, no wonder they haven't found that dog collar, huh?
I know. Isn't that a shame?
And you know, Scott, you said all downtown. I can't even remember back when I've actually walked in anything downtown except the county building. And I don't know what other one that I ever walked downtown for a long time. It just seemed like nothing. And my path of going places takes me on the outskirts of downtown Marion. And the wind, yeah, it blew out here and was without power for about 2 hours.
Well, that's good that it came back on.
Yeah. My wife's in an electric controlled chair, and of course, if the light power goes out, you get two 9-volt batteries will lift it up out of there. But anyhow, the wind blew quite a bit. I've got probably over 1,000 trees out here, and I didn't see anything down. So,
can you imagine these people over in Chateau who are not going to have their power restored until Wednesday?
Oh, man, that's a long time. Yeah, I always got a cooler available where you can get some ice and some of the stuff that you can put in there everyday use, you know. And the others, you may have to borrow some space somewhere else. But when the power's out, the neighbors and stuff power's out also. You know, you can't use the space in the refrigerator or something like that. And this looks like, I didn't know it was that high amount of people without power in Ohio.
35,000. It's amazing.
Yeah. So as the lines click on and off there for about 2 hours, but it just was for a second or so. But that must have been the wires clashing back and forth against each other when maybe one pole went down and the wind blew. But, hey, I'll get off and try to close this thing up before break. Bye.
Hey, thanks. All right, we're still looking for three answers here. Downtown Marion businesses. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Hey, you're back.
Yeah, my phone's working today. It's just slow and it's old and outdated. You just never know. Has anybody said the WIC office?
No, not the WIC office, but that's a good guess.
What about that recruiting? Isn't there some kind of like recruiter office, like for the Army or something down there?
I think so. I'll tell you, this the one building that I'm the business that I'm talking about, it's in one of the biggest buildings downtown. Biggest buildings there is down there.
Not that Center State building, is it?
The Center State building. Where's that?
On the right next to the Grand Opera House.
Oh, no, not that one. I mean, it's bigger than that. The
what about the? It's not the courthouse, is it?
No, not the courthouse, but you know.
Not Marion Star.
No, I don't even know where the Marion Star is downtown now.
I don't know, I was just going to keep throwing random things out. What about that hair place, the State Beauty Academy?
Nope, not the state. This building, I mean, it is so big that, I would give it away if I said the next hint, but there are, if you really think about downtown Marion, there are only really...
I'm down here right now looking around, and I'm trying to figure out what it could be.
I bet you're driving by it. It is...
No, I don't talk and drive. I'm parked, but I'm, like, looking around trying to figure this out.
It is just... It's down there right now, as far as buildings that are still inhabited, this is one of the biggest buildings down there. I would say there are probably three big buildings still down there.
Well, the first one, I mean, the Harding Hotel, but I'm sure someone's already said
yes,
that.
Not the Harding Hotel.
And then you said it wasn't the courthouse. I always think of that as being big.
Right. I would say right after those two, it's probably in the county building. After those buildings, it's probably they're the biggest
and
building.
Not City Hall.
No, but about the size of City Hall.
Okay, well, I'll go back to the drawing board.
Keep thinking. All right, good to have Sarah back with us out there this morning, Ted and Carol Jolliffe. All right, what are these three businesses? Good golly, Miss Molly. Are we going to get them? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello. Well, we lost that one. Businesses in downtown Marion. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about that community clinic down there? I just call it the free clinic.
Not the free clinic. Not the free clinic. We're getting down to 20 seconds here in this hour. We'll be back next hour to do this some more. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Nazarene Church?
Not the Nazarene Church. Not the Nazarene Church. All right, we're going to break here for 15 minutes. We're going to come back and do this. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Keep thinking.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And